We're going to be talking now about Queer Screen, which is a gay and lesbian-focused film festival. I'm joined now by Paul Struthers to speak about it. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about Queer Screen? Where did it come from?
So Queer Screen started in 1993, and a group of queer Sydney filmmaker students and supporters started up a film festival, and this year we're turning 24. It started off rather small, and then it just got bigger and bigger, and we show the best new LGBTIQ films from Australia and around the world.
And who are the people who kind of originally came together to make Queer Screen happen?
It was a group of filmmakers, students, and film fans.
Right, and what's the sort of central mission of it? Like, what are you trying to achieve with it?
I suppose we actually have a vision statement, which I can read out, which probably sort of encapsulates everything concisely. It's basically a celebration of the diversity of sexualities and gender identities through queer storytelling on screen by inclusive and respectful communities full of creativity, inspiration, and pride. And our mission is to transform and engage individuals and communities through queer storytelling on screen.
Now, you've been the festival director for Queer Screen for the last few years.
Yeah, this is my fourth one coming up.
Your fourth year. What's your favorite part about being a part of Queer Screen? What do you like most about it?
I think my favorite part is being able to give back to community, because this year we have completely free screenings, and last year we had two, so every year we're doing a bit more, because obviously there's a lot of people who can't afford to come to the festival. However, they would really benefit from seeing some of the films. For example, we have a free youth screening, we have a free senior screening, and we have a free screening of Asia Pacific shorts. So it's that part that I really love, being able to give back to community.
And can you describe for us a little bit about some of these scope and diversity of the films that you're having this year?
I suppose diversity is really important everywhere, from the artwork down to the film's content. So we really look for diversity of genre, of sexuality, of ethnicity, and I think this year we've really managed to do that. We have films from Chile, films from South Korea, films from Iraq. You know, we'd really try to cover off as much as we can.
And what can people do if they want to learn more about Queer Screen or get find out more about other things like it that are in this big kind of community?
I suppose the best thing to do is to go onto our website, queerscreen.org.au, and you can sign up to our newsletter and also join our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can find out more about what Queer Screen does, but then also what other organizations are doing in that space in Sydney and Australia, what other events that people will like we often promote as well.
Great. And when will the screenings be taking place in Sydney?
So the majority of the screens are taking place at Event Cinemas George Street, and then we've got a couple in Cremorne at the Hayden Orpheum Picture Palace, and then a couple at Golden Age Cinema, and then after that we go to Canberra, the Blue Mountains, and Riverside Parramatta.
All right, that sounds really great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.